This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Earlier this hour, we gave some advice on paying off student loans. And one line of thought on college loans is that graduating with a manageable amount of debt can be a good thing. It's an incentive to make a budget and stick to it, and it gives young people a sense of responsibility. In other words, going into debt can have some positive outcomes, as impossible as that seems, even if you aren't a student. Facing your financial mistakes can strengthen your relationships or teach you better habits. We have some listeners on the line now who have stories along these lines, and we're also joined by financial advisor Liz Weston to talk about possible silver linings of borrowing from and lending money to people important to us. Liz, welcome back to Marketplace Money.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Now, we've been asking our listeners, as I just said, to tell us about how borrowing or lending money has affected their personal relationships, and it's no surprise, most of them say that being on either end of debt has led to some problems. What is your policy on borrowing or lending money to family members and friends?
Well, I've done it, and I do it with trepidation. I've been fortunate economically basically ever since I started working, and other members of my family have not been there. So when they've been in need, you know, we've stepped up when we could, which is when we usually can.
Did you put things down on paper?
It was never been a loan because I don't believe in lending money. I think because most of the time loans turn into gifts anyway. So
why not gift outright from the start?
Yeah, exactly. And I've also said no. There was one case where a family member was heading to bankruptcy and we could have written a check to keep her out of it. But we could see by the way she was going to wind up in bankruptcy anyway.
So it would have just been a finger in the dike.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's really tough to say no to someone who has asked you for help.
So it sounds like it depends on the situation.
All the time. Almost everything that has to do with money is situational.
Well, okay. With that in mind, we have a couple of listeners on the line who are willing to share their stories about debt and relationships with us. Maggie in Beaverton, Oregon. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you very much.
So you want to talk about how to pay off what you owe while you also are saving up for a family. Is that right?
Yes, my husband and I have a considerable amount of debt, and we've also been hoping to start a family for almost 10 years now, and the two are not reconciling very well.
What kind of debt are we talking about here?
Well, combined, we owe about $50,000 in student loan debt.
Wow, and you borrowed some money from your parents.
We have borrowed money from my parents for a couple different things, emergencies, taxes, and a down payment on our home that we purchased about 10 years ago.
What are the terms of the loan from your parents?
Well, my parents are amazing people. They've been very generous.
So they're parental terms, right?
Yeah, they pretty much gifted us the money, but my husband and I consider it a loan. And we drew up papers and we've made monthly payments for quite a while.
And has being in debt to your family changed your relationship with them at all?
They spent their whole life saving money. And for me, it makes me feel worried that I can't do enough to thank them.
So it weighs on you.
Yeah.
What about the burden of debt and its effect on your marriage?
We have both experienced extreme stress about the money we owe and our career choices and how much risk we can take. My husband started a business a few years ago, and just last year, it just ended. And we've taken on the business debt as well, and I worry.
Yeah, sure. Liz, what are your thoughts?
Maggie, you're a teacher. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your business that your husband was in?
He is a remodeler.
Okay, and how old are you two?
37.
Okay, so the issue of having a family, you're getting down to the wire at this point.
We are.
Okay. Were you thinking of adoption? Were you thinking of fertility treatments?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
We've kind of done a little bit of research into both adoption and fertility.
Okay.
After having one miscarriage, I backed off of the fertility a little bit, mm-hmm. and we pursued the adoption a little more. But we realized with both that it's going to be an investment of money that we don't have right now, and we don't know what to do about that because time is ticking by.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a tight spot. I won't downplay that at all. But I will say, are those all federal student loans?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm so glad to hear that because federal student loan debt is probably the most flexible debt you can have. And I know it weighs on you, and you look at those 6.8% or whatever it is, interest rates, and writhe, you know, because you know that people are getting 0% for credit cards and very low rates. But actually, that federal student loan debt is as flexible as you can get. And you might look into, if you haven't already, maybe an income-based repayment program.
Something we've heard a lot about on this program so far this hour.
I know that people rush and really want to get this debt paid off, but in this case, you might look at trying to get that nut down so that you can concentrate on some of the other issues, because it sounds like that business issue is really hanging over your head.
Yeah.
Is the business debt, is that credit cards, or what? In what form is that debt?
Unpaid taxes and credit card debt.
The IRS does not like to be owed money. They are pretty strict about that. That rises to the top, definitely. And with the credit cards, it might be an option for settlement or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I know that bankruptcy is not the first thing on anyone's mind, and we didn't talk about how much you owe, so maybe I should ask that.
Taking out the mortgage, that's about $180,000.
Maggie, I hate to say this, but you might want to explore the possibility of bankruptcy. I know that's a huge step, but when people get into this much debt, especially with business debt, it's really hard to dig your way out. At least talk to a bankruptcy attorney about what your options are. Might not be the best choice, and it won't get rid of the student loan debts. Those will still be there. And if you decide later to pay some of these debts, you always can. But what you're facing now is the issue where this is big enough debt, you could get sued over it. You know, you could wind up with wage garnishments. There are some ugly things that could happen with that much debt hanging over you.
Maggie, I wish you luck. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks for the advice.
Well, good luck, Maggie.
Bye.
Well, we have another caller. Jeff is in San Francisco, and he is one of our Facebook friends, and he wrote to us about rekindling a relationship with an ex whom he separated from because of money issues. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Sorry, I always wanted to use the line.
You've been practicing that. Tell us about this former fiancé of yours. I understand you two had very different approaches to money at the start of your relationship.
Well, when we started dating, she had a good job. She left that job because she felt that it just wasn't her calling. She became a massage therapist. Had some time in between those careers and accumulated in quite a hefty amount of debt, so much so that it was insurmountable. She filed bankruptcy, and several years later, after where she could start getting credit, I put her on my credit cards, and we said we got a joint card so we could start rebuilding her credit. But what really came down to is we just had different beliefs about money. She felt money wasn't important. I felt money was important, whether it's retirement and looking and saving for future or accidents or any of the number of things that life's maladies can bring your way sometimes.
Pretty big differences there. How much did you guys fight about money?
Well, it wasn't so much about fight as every time I would bring up money and discuss about like trying to set her with a budget. She would tell me I was parenting her about money, and it was one of the stressors that ended up separating. And after we did that, she had to fully be independent. And that was one of my, I was like, you're going to have, it's just going to be difficult. And you need to kind of start figuring out, you really need to develop a relationship with your money. And she ended up doing a massage on the gentleman who writes the Millionaire Mindset series.
There you go. Serendipity.
So she was giving the guy a massage. He's like, you should really go and check this out. We have a free seminar in Sacramento for 4 days. So anytime I hear seminar free 4 days, I was like, well, it's a cult, but it could be a good cult for you. I'm not really sure. So day four, she texts me. She's like, money is important. It was like, the clouds parted and the beams of sunlight came down. Like,
she did a 180 on you.
She started saving, and I pay her health care and the deposit on the house.
And you two started seeing each other again, right?
Yeah, we started dating again, so that's been nice.
Are you on a track to marriage?
No, let's not get that far ahead of ourselves.
Okay. That was a question for Liz. But I wonder whether this is a true turnaround for your ex-fiancé, Jeff, and what Jeff should be on the lookout for.
How old are you guys?
I'm 41 and she is 44.
Okay. Here's the thing, Jeff. When you're good with money, you can come off like a parent in a relationship. And that's just the burden that we have because, we know how to do this and we know that you should do it our way and we can come across really overbearing. And the other thing is, we are not always right. Shocking, but it took me a while of marriage to realize that my artist husband also had a pretty good perspective. He came from a different background. He had different ideas. And one of the great things about marriage and a committed relationship is you get to work these things out. And, we always joke that if it were up to me, we would still be sitting on orange crates in our living room. We'd have the house, but no furniture. If it were up to him, we wouldn't have a retirement fund. So, somewhere in between is a nice middle path. And I would say it sounds like your girlfriend had a revelation. She really did have an epiphany. So my focus in this situation would be to be on myself and make sure that I'm not the parent and make sure that I'm not the one dictating the terms, as it were. One of the best things to do as a couple is simply talk about, what are your first memories about money? How did they handle money in your family?
That'll open up a long conversation.
Oh, my gosh. So many discussions that you can have. But this is a process of rebuilding. You guys broke up. You're coming back together. There's going to be a lot of discussions about that. And, you know, the short answer to your question, Jeff, is, you know, there really is no way to know. She could hide things from you if she wanted to. She's got her own life.
It's like so much in marriage.
Yes, exactly.
I hope this helps you out, at least gives you something to think about.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Liz, it's so great having you here. That's all the time we have for our callers today.
It was great to be here, Barbara. Thanks for asking me.